Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Morning, everybody. Time for a daily editorial. It is Thursday, the 7th of September. Just a myriad of things we can talk about under the purview of the of our daily editorials. The one that I really appreciated is based on a comment that CFS sent in. CFS, the link that you sent regarding the Tucker Carlson speech, I thought was incredibly interesting. Jim, let's talk about that one first.
Well, I mean, I think that was a compilation of Tucker Carlson's, numerous comments and his kind of – Tucker Carlson is – he tries to tell it like it is. He definitely has a conservative viewpoint, but it is a counterbalance to the leftist propaganda that we see with mainstream right. media and even out of Fox Network now, the globalist corporate-controlled agenda. And I think Tucker Carlson, along now with Elon Musk – and Twitter, are making a big difference in the overall conversation, because if you remember, prior to the 2020 election, all the censorship, all the attacks on individual choices, on actually individuals that made comments. I mean, it was crazy what was happening. The government getting directly involved, as we now know, was censoring different views, especially on COVID and issues like that. And Tucker Carlson, he's a voice of like, hey, this is crazy. And it's a powerful voice. It's an important one, I think.
I had the distinct impression that Carlson right now is really aimed at trying to become a voice of the people. He's a pretty popular guy. He was the fact that Fox let him go, I think, gives him even more credibility. I really think that he knows that he's got a huge, huge audience, probably the biggest in the world for what he does. And I have a distinct impression that he is attempting to utilize that to further his point of view, which I happen to agree with a lot of things that Mr. Carlson has to say. And so I really want to thank you, CFS, for continuing to comment. That one I thought was interesting. I spent a bit of time this morning going over the video. I really, really enjoyed that. I think Carlson is summing up very, very well exactly what's going on in America today vis-a-vis not necessarily what I would call fake news, but what I would call significant misinformation. What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think the... The whole industrial media complex is controlled by a handful of very powerful corporations, and their goals are definitely not in the best interest of people. So, this idea of a few voices becoming more, that the left calls it populism and the media calls it populism, but it's reality. It's just common sense. A lot of this stuff is common sense. So, getting away from the censorship is going to be a struggle, because the powerful own all the resources. They own the flow of information. They've controlled Wikipedia. They control Drudge Report. They control ABC, NBC, MSNBC. And there's a concerted effort to push these agendas. And it's really just a small group of people that do it. And eventually that's going to break, because the more they try to control, it's almost like putting people in a level of slavery, information slavery, if nothing else. And when you move towards AI and they attempt more control, eventually that's going to break and there's going to be backlash. You've seen it throughout history, and we're going to see it again.
Jim, let me ask you a question. I'm not really sure if Tucker's modus operandi isn't to become perhaps one of the most important spokespersons for the conservative cause as opposed to anything else. What do you think?
I don't think it's an ego thing for him. I don't think he wants to. I think he is feeling obligated because he's in this position. You know, sure, everybody wants to have an influence, but he sees things in a way differently than the media and the corporations will want to be, you know, want people to see it. And I think he's one of one voice, but if he gets pushed down, there'll be others that will pop back up, and you'll see it slowly, the government as well as these corporate entities trying to crush these voices. But it's inevitable that people will stand up.
You know, the person that I find to be very interesting right now in this universe that we're talking about is Elon Musk. I think his motive is, I just have a feeling that he feels very strongly that the liberal cause is being beaten down unnecessarily. I have felt that way since I watched him being interviewed by various Fox personalities in the past.
Yeah. Why do you mean? What do you mean by the liberal? You said the liberal getting beaten down.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You said that Elon Musk feels like the liberal view is getting beaten down. Did you mean to say the liberal view or the traditional liberal view, like liberal view is in free speech, individual rights, or did you mean it to say the conservative view is being pushed down?
I meant to say the conservative view.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Down by that the conservatives are being beaten down by and I don't think they have any choice. I think the liberals have to beat them down if they want to remain in power in the United States.
Well, that's what this is all about. It is about power.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. And I think he's very concerned about that because I don't think he agrees with them, Jim.
No, and I think there are quite a few people that don't agree with that idea. However, the powerful right now really want to continue to support a government that they can manipulate and control. And the person that you can manipulate and control more than anybody else is Joe Biden. You know, it's apparent now with this latest announcement. It's unbelievable that he has done this, but apparently Joe Biden has announced that he's dropping the Alaskan wildlife refugee leases that were granted by the Trump administration, and that they're going to basically, which is going to have a huge impact on
gas prices,
fuel prices, will force a dependency on more imported foreign oil because we can't really stop overnight the use of fossil fuels. And we're never going to be able to stop it because it's the most efficient and the cheapest way to produce energy for the foreseeable future.
Right.
But it will absolutely destroy our economy. And it's almost like he's just bowing to the leftist ideologues, the climate change ideologues, that are using this whole method for control. And it's really going to damage people. And you can't figure out why does he keep making these dumb moves, especially as we start moving into the election, because he has no control. Somebody else is manipulating him, and they are trying to destroy this nation. There is no question. It's not just one person. It's a lot of people that are influencing him, and he's
decisions. Jimmy, and you maintain that they're trying to destroy America because that's in their best interest to do that, correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you're Jeff Bezos and you've got billions of dollars – and you can buy, you know, a 350-foot yacht or two. You can buy your own private island. You can buy your way out of any problem. You can fly in your private jet. You can do all this. Or any one of these big monopolistic capitalist, you know, that quote capitalists. They're not really, they're authoritarian capitalists. You can buy your way out of trouble, they think. And, of course, if you're the Chinese, you're behind the scenes trying to expand your markets.
Yeah.
And you're definitely trying to manipulate what's going on here. So, yeah, these people do not care about individuals. They don't care about your life. In fact, people like Bill Gates think there are too many people on the planet. So he'll do whatever he can to help change that. And, you know, there's all kinds of people that want that power, and they don't want competition for that power. And unfortunately, right now, they have the advantage because They basically control the message, the propaganda, the media outlets, and that's what we're seeing right now. And they basically say, hey, somebody says to Joe Biden on his staff, hey, you've got to appease the left-wing climate activists right now, so shut down these Anwar leases that Trump gave out, and because, you know, that'll whatever get them to vote for you more, or he just like just does it. He does. I don't even think he thinks about it anymore. I don't think he has any idea, no strategy about where to go, and certainly is not doing the best interest for Americans.
You know, I got to say, Jimmy, I had a very interesting conversation with one of my friends who happened to retire as a department head from the University of Washington after a long, very successful career. I asked him what he thought about climate change, and he said, you know, he said, in a nutshell, climate change is really just reporting what naturally has been happening for years and years and years. And the people who are supporting climate change are basically just turning things around to their advantage. Very normal events are being supposedly accused of being caused by gas emissions. And he said, it's not true. Those events have been going on for all of history. Now, I'd like to know what you think about that.
Well, okay, first of all, CO2 is not a poisonous gas. I mean, yes, if you're only in a room locked in with CO2, with only, you know, right, then that's a problem if you don't have oxygen. But every green plant on this planet absorbs CO2. It's a critical element within our existence every day. And the most prolific time in history for this planet and life, the parts per million amount of CO2 in the atmosphere was like 6 or 8 times higher than it is today. So we have a dearth, a low amount of CO2 historically.
Right.
And so it's a toll that is an absolute fabricated lie.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we've got greener planet in the last 30 or 40 years. We've got less damage from major flooding and tornadoes and natural disasters because of the use of fossil fuels. There's so many justifications for why fossil fuels have made life much better, and absolutely none that justify cutting down our fossil fuel use at this point. But they've created this fear, and we go from one fear event to another, COVID, climate change crisis, 9/11, you know, one fear event after another. And that's exactly what the people in power that control the messaging want you to think, so they control the future and your destiny. And I'm tired of it myself.
Well, I can tell you, one of the reasons that I am so passionate about doing what you and I are doing, Jimmy, and one of the reasons I won't stop doing it, is because, realistically speaking, the United States right now is going through a historical change. Everything that's happening right now in terms of what the powers in the Oval Office right now are doing, et cetera, everything is basically falls in the realm, I have to say, of an incredibly historical change in the United States.
It's not just the United States, it's the whole world, Al.
I believe when I started out, I said it was basically the entire world. You know, what's happening right now in the entire world is a very interesting example of how people, the more successful they get, the more they think that God perhaps has anointed them to make dramatic changes in the country that he would approve of. I'm not really sure that he approves of what's going on right now, Jim. I'm not even close. I know that there's no way that he can, for example, that he would approve the violence that's going on in our country right now, or for that matter, the violence that's going on in some of the European countries. Those are absolutely contra to everything in either the Old Testament or the New Testament, I have to say.
Yep, we're in a very strange position in history right now, and it's going to even get more stranger with AI development and all the different things that are happening out there, and this oligarchic control of information, and the spread of information goes so rapidly.
Right. Well, one thing I want
to... Hey, Al, I've got to go pick my son up at the airport.
Yeah, I understand that. Right.
So I'm going to have to take off here in a second, all right?
Okay, let me just say one thing. I got a personal email from one of our listeners asking me when our site would be back up and running. I'm not so sure, sir, that... our site has ever been down. Jimmy, can you elaborate on what I'm saying?
Well, I think last week we had a little problem with the security certificates for the site, but I think it's up and everything is back to normal at this point.
Corey took care of that really effectively. That email, by the way, came from you, Dave R., and I really appreciate it. It shows that our show is important to you guys. Listen, as Jimmy just said, he's got to get on his pony and ride so he can pick up his son. I guess that's what happens when you have very, very successful children. And your children certainly are, Jimmy, and I really think it's a marvelous thing what you and Laura have done with those kids. They're really not kids, but your family is going to make a difference in the betterment of this world.
We're very blessed.
Of course, you are. You guys, we're going to be back tomorrow. One of the topics we're going to cover on the weekend radio show is one that is truly of interest to me, and that is artificial intelligence. We will record the entire weekend radio show tomorrow. Jim, thanks a lot, bud.
You bet, Al. We'll talk to you later.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.